This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Executives at Google may claim that they're not biased against conservatives, but information from engineers who work for Google tell a different story. One of those engineers is Greg Coppola. He went public last month in an interview with Project Veritas, and after that interview, he was put on administrative leave. He explains that the algorithms used by Google don't write themselves. Software programmers write them to do what they want them to do. That makes sense to me. I wrote computer programs years ago and don't claim to have the expertise of those writing programs at Google, but it does seem like even machine language and machine learning can be easily manipulated to give biased results. Another Google engineer that has come forward is Zachary Voorhees. He also leaked documents from Google to Project Veritas. One of those documents provided evidence of what he called algorithmic unfairness. Once Google figured out that he was the person who leaked the documents, they took two actions. First, they demanded the material be returned. Then they sent law enforcement officials to his home to perform a wellness check. This was a blatant attempt at intimidating him. The one document he leaked that got my attention was the news blacklist used by Google. Lots of organizations and websites that we use to get information and educate our listeners was on the list. Christian Post, Daily Caller, Life News, American Thinker are just a few of a long list of sites on the Google blacklist. Another leaked document from Google ranked news sources in order of their credibility. ABC, CBS, PBS, CNN, and MSNBC were all ranked higher than Fox News. The investigative report by Project Veritas and the publication of these Google documents from insiders illustrate that there is indeed a bias in the way that this company aggregates and displays data. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
From Affirm Films and the Kendrick Brothers, Overcomer, starring Alex Kendrick and Priscilla Shire, rated PG, now playing in theaters. OvercomerMovie.com.